5.2.
Just to give you some examples of the types of technical problems we've had so far at this test. On one of the cars, a nut worked loose on a radiator pipe, which resulted in coolant liquid leaking out. That caused the engine to start overheating. Fortunately, the driver saw the warning light come on, and he switched off before the system had run out of coolant. Then, on the other car, we had a fuel feed problem. The engine cut out on one of the corners. That caused the driver to spin off. We were fortunate he didn't hit anything. But when the car goes off the circuit, the openings in the side pods always clog up with dirt. So those had to be cleaned out. Obviously, you don't want anything blocking the airflow to the radiators. And then, because of the spin, the rubber was flat-spotted. The tires weren't close to wearing out, but they still had to be changed because of the flat spots. And then, while they were putting the wheels back on after that, they had a wheel nut jam. It wouldn't turn. And that's actually how problems tend to happen. Very often, you get a kind of chain of events when you feel that everything's going against you. Having said that, you could also say we were lucky. Fortunately, the radiator problem didn't cause the engine to blow up. And after the spin, luckily he didn't hit the barriers and bend the suspension or snap it completely. And even more fortunately, it didn't crack the tub, the chassis.